No matter the sect of Christianity most New Englanders followed, they shared a very strong belief in the devil and the belief that he recruited witches from their communities, who sold their souls for personal gain to do his work and recruit others to do likewise. Over the years, there has been a lot of confusion between the concepts of witches, Wiccans, and pagans. In 17th century England, witches were considered a person who had contracted with the devil. Occasionally, people who engaged in activities like fortune-telling or selling magical protection charms might have been accused of being a witch. But those things were typically considered white magic. Although not endorsed by the church, they were also not considered work of the devil either. Over time, there became a misleading belief that midwives and women using herbal remedies were considered witches. But these were actually highly practiced and accepted parts of life. In fact, herbal remedies were some of the few medicines available at the time, even by doctors. Really, it wouldn't raise suspicion of witchcraft unless there was a claim their powers were magical or evil in origin. Given England had a combination of church and government, it meant that witchcraft was considered a felony, a crime against the state, as opposed to during medieval times and other Catholic countries who considered it heresy, a crime against the church. That change is also why the method of execution evolved over the years. Under English law, felons were hanged. The Catholic Church burned heretics like Joan of Arc at the stake. Over the centuries, many myths and legends about supernatural witches spread. Unusual and oftentimes cruel ways to identify them came and went. Most of those, like the famous European witch dunkings, never happened in Massachusetts. Up until 1692, only a couple dozen people were ever formally charged with practicing witchcraft in Massachusetts, and of those, only a few actually found guilty and executed. The standard of evidence was high because of the attached death penalty, and most courts decided there was not enough proof to convict. In fact, given the mere mention and rumor of witchcraft could ruin a person's reputation, there were many cases where a falsely accused witch would sue their accuser for defamation and win, which seemed to make potential accusers reluctant to come forward in many cases.